Mesechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel. We'll start Yud Beis and Beis. Four lines from the bottom at the Gemara. Tanya, we'll learn the Brisa. Amalam Ben Zevul Chacham. Ben Zevul said Chacham. V'chim Maskim. He says Mitzrayim. The Mois Mashiach. Is it true that you're saying that you could be Maskim during time in the times of Mashiach? But like Vanema, we have a pasuk that says Hina Yom Vayim. There'll be days, which is referring to the time of Mashiach that will come. In Om Hashem. So says Hashem. For Yom Raid. And we won't say Chai Hashem Hashem Has Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. That Lord Liv Hashem. Who brought us out from Mitzrayim? Kiim Chai Hashem, Hashahel of Hashem Yisrael, Beis Yisrael, that brought us up and brought out all the children from northern lands and Mikol Haaretz, Asher Yedachnu Shem, and from all the lands that we were placed there and we were pushed there. Amalai, so do we have an answer to Ben Zayma? Lo Yishtak Yitzchus Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean that we won't remember Yitzchus Mitzrayim anymore. We won't have mitzvahs Chiyus Mitzrayim. Elish the Shiva Malchus Yikra. Of course, the Shiva Malchus and the remembering of how bad the Shiva Malchus were and the chira of the Nisan that happened that we were taken out, that's going to be tough. And we see a similar thing. That you're not going to be called Yaakov anymore, but your name will be Yisrael. So, in that particular instance, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu said your name Yaakov will not be around anymore, it will be uprooted. El Yisrael, Yisrael will be Iker name Yaakov, Tafalai, and Yaakov will be
Tafalai. Which refers to Altisku Rishonis as Shiva Malchus. That's all the Shiva Malchus. It seems like we won't even remember them. They'll be so gone that we won't have a din to remember them at all. But the Kadmonius, Altis Bainu, we won't go all into the Kadmonius to Yisrael Mitzrayim, which means there still will be a mitzvah of Schirus Yisrael Mitzrayim, but we won't have this idea that won't be as strong because the Nisim of Zman Mashiach will be that much stronger, so we won't completely take it out, but it will be tougher. The Gemara continues, that now I'll make for you something new, which I'm going to sprout out now. Tana Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael learns, it's referring to Mechamas Kei Gemara. What's this a mashal to? La'adam shayim alach b'derech. It's a little complicated how the mashal shall work over here, but la'adam that's going on a road, will pogo b'ez eiv. And if a wolf or a fox meets him, beneath him anyone has an ace, and he's saved from him. And he's telling everyone the tremendous nisim of that happened to him by the save. Pogo by a reed, and I read. A lion meets him, beneath him anyone has saved, by misaf v'helach ma'is ha'ri. And he's telling everyone a ma'is ha'ri. Pogo by a nachash, beneath him anyone, shach ma'is ha'shneim, v'helach misaf v'helach ma'is ha'nachash. So avkach Yisrael, also by the Jews, tzoris ha'chorenis, mishkach ha'is, es rishonis, the later tzoris make them forget the rishonis. So what seems that potentially means on the three malchus, the Shiva malchus that we're talking about, maybe those are totally forgotten, and that's the mashal to compare this to that. But it seems it's really going on the ma'isa of Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So what exactly the comparable? It could be that they just, when it says they forgot, it doesn't mean forget completely, but it just means that it's not as strong as the last one, which is the ma'isa nachash. So Gemara continues, Avram, who Avram? Avram has two names, Avram. He is Avram. It's a pasuk in Devar Yom. B'tchila nasa av l'Avram. First, he was the father, or he was a very important person, Aram. Where he was born, and then he became Avraham Kulei. That's the contraction Avraham. So he was Avraham Kulei. Sarai, when it says Sarai, he's Sarah. Again, it's possible in Divayam, but Chilo Nasa Sarai Lumasa. First, she was a princess for her own nation. And then she became Sarah. She became a princess, not Sarai, not my princess, but a Sarah, a princess which was for the entire world. Tell me about Kapara. About Kapara, learn call a Kayal Avram Avram. If anyone calls Avraham, Avram, if I say it is actually I say it, that his name should be Avram and not anything else. Not only is I say, but it's actually Lav involved. His name should not be called Avram anymore, except Avram. Then there should be an Issa by calling Sarai to Sarai. The Gemara says, no, that was a personal Navi Nevuah for Avram. Sarai Ishtacha, Sarai, your wife, you shouldn't call her anymore Sarai, because her name is Sarah. Here also we say there's an Issa, and it can't be that there's an Issa, because over here, the Pasuk said before that we called him Yaakov again. So, Hachinami, Shani Hasam, the Hado Hadrikra. Over here, we're going to answer that the Pasuk itself shows that we call him Yaakov. That Kosh Baruch Hu called to Yisrael, Bemaris, Alayla, in a vision of Naive Yem, and he said, Yaakov, Yaakov, he said, Kosh Baruch Hu called him Yaakov again. Most of the base of Rav, you take base of Zuda, Atu Hashem Elokim, Hashem Avram. We say that you're Hashem Elokim, that you chose Avram, but we don't say Avraham. So the Gemara says, Amoy, of course, Ahu Naviu, to come Mesad the Shvachid Rahman over there, the Naviu is Mesad the praise of Akash Baruch Hu, my dad, Makari, what happened before he was called Avram. And that's why I use the terminology of Avram. Hadar Alach Me'emesayid, end of the parak Me'emesayid. Mishnah continues, Hayakari B'Torah, if you're reading Torah, V'Higiyah Z'man Mikra, and got to the Z'man of Mikra, time to say Kriyishma, so it's Z'man Kriyishma, Im Kivin Levi Yatsa, if you're Mechav and Levi, if you have Kavana, then you're going to be Yatsa. The Gemara is going to ask this, what do you mean Im Kivin Levi Yatsa? It seems that it should be Mitzvah's Kavana. We know there's Machlaikis in Amroim if Mitzvah's Kavana or not. But the Gemara continues about taking a break or speaking in the middle of Bein HaPrakim, which means between the Pashas of Shema and the Pashas of Birchas Kriya Shema, and while you're in the middle of the Parak, if you're middle and not in between Prakim, what the halachas would be. And the Gemara has a two in Machlaikis between Bein Rabbi Yehuda. Zokta Mishnah, Vaita, B'Prakim. If you're Bein HaPrakim, we'll see what Bein HaPrakim is defined as shortly, but Shalom Pnei HaKavod, you're allowed to ask me Pnei HaKavod. Rashi says it's covered as Shalom B'Shalom Adu Nichbad. You're allowed to ask in the Shalom of a person who has COVID, should royal hakling shalom, who's proper to say shalom to him. So there's no specific mitzvah to say shalom to him, but someone that's proper to say shalom to. Meshiv also means shalom. You're allowed to answer shalom to the same person. So it seems simple that you're allowed to be meshiv because you're allowed to shoyl, you're allowed to initiate, then of course you're allowed to respond. But we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda will argue on that. But in the middle of the prakim, you show him Pneyura, you're allowed to ask only Pneyura. Rashi says, Pneyura, Adam Shuyorim Pram Shoyogo, it's someone that, not because of COVID, but you're scared that he's actually may kill you. Umeshiv, also Pneyura. Rabbi Yehuda says, Vam Shom Pneyura. In the middle, you could be asked Pneyura, Umeshiv Pneyura COVID. Not only could you, in Meshiv, when you're responding, not only Pneyura, but even Pneyura COVID. But a prakim, Shalom Pnei HaKavod, and Omeshim Shalom Kalim. Anyone that asks you, says Shalom Aleichem to you, you're allowed to respond. And that's a dagger, each time Rabbi Yehuda. And the Meshiv part is a dagger lower than Rameah. Now what Gemara explains what these Bein HaPrakim are. Eilu Bein HaPrakim. Bein HaPrakim Shein L'Shnia. Between Brachim Shein L'Shnia, we'll just talk about Shachris, be easier. Brachim Shein L'Shnia would be between Yaitza Maris and Avraba. Bein Shnia L'Shma, between Shnia L'Shma, between Avraba and Avraba, Bechab Avni, Sobi Avin Shma. Bein Shmuel v'Hayim Shmaya, between Shmuel v'Hayim Shmaya, bein v'Hayim Shmuel v'Yoyma, bein v'Yoyma l'Emes v'Yatziv, and you could even be master between v'Yoyma and Emes v'Yatziv. Rabbi Yehuda says bein v'Yoyma l'Emes v'Yatziv lo yafsek. Rabbi Yehuda says between v'Yoyma l'Emes v'Yatziv don't make a hafsek. Now it means that we do that we don't say anything between Hashem l'Kechem and Emes. We don't make a hafsaka. Some say that you now make a hafsaka at all. It's over there, special Emes and Yatziv has to go together, and some say you can't be master like bein aprokim, but you would still have it in of Be'em Saperek. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha says, Lama Kodem Bashma V'Hoyim Shmaya, why was Shema before V'Hoyim Shmaya? Seemingly, Shema should be before V'Hoyim Shmaya, because that's the way it is in the Torah. There's one's in Veschanan, and one's in Ekev. But since Vayayma is much earlier, it's in the Bamidbar, and we know that Vayayma we say later, so the question is, must be that there's a Seder to Dvarim. So Gemara says, Kadesh Yikavol Olamach Shmaim Tchila, first we do Olamach Shmaim, V'Akach V'Kavol Olamach Mitzvahs, first goes Olamach Shmaim, and then we could be Mekavol Mitzvahs. Then V'Hoyim Shmaim V'Yayma, V'Hoyim Shmaim, Nagbein B'Vayim V'Layla, V'Hoyim Shmaim takes place both during the day and during the night, which means Rashi says it's talking about Talmud Torah and says Matmasis Benechem Ladaba Bam, and that's talking you have Begis Bayom Velayla to learn day and night. But Bayom Ainu Nei Bayom Bilvad. Even though of course it says Mitzrayim is Nei Belayla, but the Pasha of Bayom, which is basically most of the Indians about tzitzis, we know it says Yisrael Yisrael Pratlok Sus Layla that Layla loves man tzitzis. Gemara continues. Shema minam mitzvahs kavana. It would seem from our Mishnah that im kivul yatsa. Why do you have to have kavana? Because mitzvahs kavana. So l'chari, if that's the case, it should be a kasha to Rabba because Rabba holds mitzvahs in tzuchas kavana. The Gemara says, my kivul libay. It doesn't mean that you have kavana to do the mitzvah special because Hashem told us. But it means likewise, your kavana is that you're going to read. Meaning, of course, you don't have to have kavana to be yaitza the mitzvah. But you're reading the Torah. The Gemara says, "Likra zok kari." That's exactly what the Mishnah said. You kari b'Torah. The Gemara answered, "B'kari lagia." We're talking b'kari lagia, meaning you're reading it like shetchias. You're going through it, not reading it as reading, but just checking it over. And therefore, you have to have kavanah at least. No, I'm not just reading it just to check, but I'm reading it to actually read. So Tosfos asks on this that it doesn't make sense if it's kari lagia according to Rashi. The Gemara could still say hakakari. So Tosfos says, Kari Lagia is when you read something to check it, you don't read it exactly with all the nekudas and halachas that you have to read it. You might not wait between al and levavecha. So you have two lamas together. Other words, of course, that we take a break. But more importantly, when you have the word letaitafais and mezuzais, which is spelled with the adavav, instead of reading it letaitafais with the nekudas, you'll read letatvas and mezuzas because you want to check that the words were written properly and not make a mistake that there should be a vav in there when really it's supposed to be chasa. Tana rabbanan. We learned it in Braisa. Kriyashma kechsav de Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Kriyashma, you have to say it the way it's written, which means in Lashon Kodesh. Chacham say you could read it in any language you want. My time, Rebbe, what's the time of Rebbe? I'm a credit. It says these words should be written the way it's written, which is in Lashon Kodesh. But in my time, I'm a credit. Shema, it says Shema. Any language you could hear, Rabbi Nami Ksiv Shema says the word Shema, which sounds like Rabbanah, right? No, he says you can't just scan the words or even mouth the words without saying it with any without vocalization. You have to be able to actually hear it. Rabbanah Savilu, Rabbanah hold Kabbalah Yishmi Lazan Yatsi. They don't use that word for Shema because they don't hold. They have to hear it. Rabbanah Nami Ksiv Vahu, which says Vahu. No, it has to be Vahu Advar Meila. It should be these words, which means you have to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim. Exactly the words it is, and you can't say Besecha Uchsaftem Al Mezuzes. So Rashi says Vesharecha Besecha Mezuzes. You can't say it like that. So Rashi says it's taking words in a pasuk and mixing them up. Others say that that's not the pshat. Of course, you can't say it when you mix up the words. But even psukim, you can't say one pasuk before the other, even if it would make sense. That's you wouldn't be able to do. That's what it means shloikur l'mafreya. Rebbe shloikur l'mafreya minolei. Where's Rebbe know this idea that you can't read l'mafreya? Nafkalei midvarim hadvarim. It says v'hiu hadvarim. It could have said v'hiu dvarim eila. So the fact that it has an extra hey, it's teaching us two things. First of all, it's teaching you they have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh. And secondly, it can't be l'mafreya. Rabbanu dvarim hadvarim like darshi. They don't dash in those psukim. Gemara now will bring two Gemaras about Rebbe and Rabbanan to talk about if Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon Emor or B'Lashon HaKodesh Emor. Dr. Mo, the man with the sub Rebbe to Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon Emor. Are you telling me that Rebbe holds that entire Torah is written in every language? Why? These talk about B'Lashon HaKodesh Emor. If the entire Torah have it, then they have to read in Lashon HaKodesh. V'Hayu D'Kas Rechman Lovely. What's the Chiddush V'Hayu? Of course it has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. It must be that the Torah is telling you, "Hey, over here, there's a special chiddush by Kriyashma. It has to be written in, it has to be spoken in Lashon Kodesh, but everywhere else you can read B'chol Lashon." The Gemara says, "No, it's not right because Istrich Mishu Nechsev Shema. Since it says Shema, and you might think that, like Rabbanon, Kamashmu and Rebbe, that Bahayu over here, the din is even over here, you have to read the Lashon Kodesh, and of course the rest of the Torah also." The Gemara says the opposite for Rabbanon. The name of the son of Rabbanon called the Torah called the Lashon Kodesh. Number, he's talking about Lashon Kodesh. Shema, the Chaz Rechaman Lamli. The Gemara says that the same thing. Israel, Mishun Dechsev Bahayu, since it's Bahayu, you might think like Rebbe, Kamashmu and Rabbanon, that you don't learn Bahayu, you learn Shema, B'chol Lashon Shatay Shemeah. Question is where this point is Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, where is that we're talking about? So Rashi talks out that when you're reading something, you might have like B'Shakal Torah, B'Chol Lashon Nemra, L'Kreis, anything, any other Pasha that you have to read in the Torah. So, and Rashi in Megillah says L'Kreis B'Torah. So Taisi is that there's no such thing as reading the Torah Midrashis, so how can you have a pasuk in the Torah to teach you have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh? So he says, no, there are certain pashas that are mechuyav midrashis, like pashas Zocha, he brings out Mikra Bikurim, Revi Demaisa, pashas Chalitza, etc., that have a chiyav midrashis. The Gemara continues. By the two dots, Tana Bar Vahayu, we learned in a brayso shlahikun mafreya, you can't learn lein l'mafreya hadvarim alav vecha yachal take kol pasha tzicha kavana. You might think that the entire pasha needs kavana, but here it's not talking about mitzvah tzicha kavana. It's only the after kavana of the words. What does the word say? Tamalei maha ela, I can't tzicha kavana. Until this point, vahayu hadvarim ela, that's where you need kavana. Mikav ela ke'in tzicha kavana. Anywhere past this, you don't need kavana. Rabbi Elazar, that's the words of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Kiva says harei oime that it says. It says, "Asher neichem tzav chayim alavecha." It says, "Vayu adva meila asher neichem tzav chayim alavecha." Chadat lemi shekala pasha kulo tzvicha kavana. Everything that's said today has to be said b'kavana. So, Rabbi Bachanan, Rabbi Yechon, Halacha, Rabbi Kiva, Halacha, Rabbi Kiva, that the first pasha needs complete kavana. You have to read the pasha with kavana. You can ask the Lahala, the Tani. Some learning on this price. Akarish, Matzach, Shechamis, Libai, that anyone reads Shema, you have to have kavana. Rabbi Achim, Shema, Biudaimah, Kiva, Shechivan, Libai, Perak, Rishain. You don't do Shema, Bahayim, Shema, and Vayayimah, but if you read the entire first pasha, which is Shema and Bahafta, Shuv, Ein, Etzerach, you don't need more. Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yechon, Halacha, Rabbi Acha, that Lachas, like Rabbi Acha, Shema, Shema, Biudah. Tani, you definitely learned another price. Bahayim, Shalikulam, Afreya. It says, Bahayim, Shalikulam, Afreya. Alav, Vecha. What do you learn from Alav, Vecha? Rabbi Zutra says, Ad Kamitzis Kavana. Until this point, which means V'hayad Vam Ha'ilah Shanechim Tavchayim Alavecha, you need actual Kavana, which means Pirush Hamils, it would seem, Mikam Ve'elech Mitzis Kriya. Afterwards, all you have to do is read it. Rabbi Yehuda says something interesting, we'll explain this in a moment. Ad Kamitzis Kriya, until here, you have to read. It seems according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to have Kavana in the second part, but the beginning part, you only have to have Kriya. And what about Kriya and the other ones? So we'll see in a moment. Gemara says, why is it that at the end, according to Rabbi Zutra, there then is afterwards, the entire Shema V'ho, you have to have Mitzvah Kriya, L'chsiv L'da B'vam. So it says, L'da B'vam, to speak in it, so we have to read it, Hachinami K'siv L'dibar T'vam. And the first Pasha also said L'dibar T'vam. So you see, even the first Pasha, you have to read it. Gemara says, Hachinami, of course, Akam Mitzvah Kavana V'kriya. In the first Pasha, there's a din of having Kavana, but of course you have to read it, you have to actually say it out. You can't just scan it. Mikam V'elech, but afterwards, Vahim Shabaya, Kriya, but for like Kavana, there's no din that you have to have Kavana of Pirish Amilas. So what is the reason that there's a din in the first pasuk of Kavana and Kriya, Chsiv Alav Vecha, you have to have it on your heart, which means you have to have Kavana V'dibatabam, you have to speak it. Hasanami, Chsiv Alav Vavcha Mudavibam. And the second pasuk also uses the same terminology. Gemara says, no, the second pasuk, when it says Alav Vavcha, is not teaching you about Kavana, that's talking about Homboilach Rabbi Yitzchak Amma Visamta Mistavar Eila. That these words are supposed to be placed. How do you know where your tefillin shel yad is supposed to be placed? This is referring to tefillin shel yad, that the tefillin shel yad have to be placed on your arm next to your heart. We learned Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, now we're going to explain Rabbi Yeshua. He says, "Akam mitzvah kriya." The first pasha, all you need is kriya. Mikam ve'elch mitzvah kavana. Afterwards, all you need seems mitzvah kavana. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna mikam ve'elch mitzvah kavana." Why is it from here and on you only need kavana? Mishul chsev alav avchem hachinami chsev alav avecha. So the chayra it says alav avecha in the first pasha also. The Gemara says, "Hachkama akam mitzvah kriya ve'kavana." The first pasha it says, of course you need kriya, and of course you need kavana. Mikam ve'elch kavana b'lei kriya. In the second pasha, you don't need kriya. You only have to have kavana. The Gemara says, "Ma'ishna akam mitzvah kriya v'kavana." In the first pasha, why do you have kriya v'kavana chsiv alav avchem v'dibat abam? Hasanami in the second pasha chsiv alav avchem v'dibat abam. The same din should apply. The Gemara says, "No, over here v'dibat abam how b'divrei Torah chsiv." That it's only by talking about divrei Torah. Rachmana gmir b'naichot Torah. Make sure you learn with your children Torah. That kehechad l'gusubahu, and therefore they'll be able to learn. They'll learn in the future. So that's why it says v'lematim aisam espenechem lidaber bam. That you have to teach your children Torah in order they should speak it and they shall be able to learn. The Gemara continues. Tana rabbana. We learned in the Brayso. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Akad Shichus Kavanas Aleiv. All you need kavanah for is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is what we passed in like Rav Meir. Amar Rav Halach Rav Meir Halach Zakar Rav Meir. Tanya. We learned in the Brayso. Some Chazayim Kol Ma'ach Be'Echad. If you say Echad, let the make it long. Marich Leiyam Shleis. If he has a skula to live long. Amar Ma'ach by Yaakov Adal. When you Ma'ach, you're not Ma'ach by Aleph or the Ches, but by the Dal, because until that point it's not a word yet. Don't say it and don't say the ches, skip the ches almost, but say, make sure you clarify and make sure the ches is clear. Echad. He saw it, he was saying Shema, and he's saying Echad very, very long. Why are you doing it so long? You have to do certain things, but to make it that long doesn't make sense. You have to be Mamel Chakosh Baruch on top, Lamata, and on the bottom, Lamel Chishma, to all four corners of the world, Sulay Tzvichas, and more than that you don't need. Amr Nasim Ba Ma Ukfo, Amr Behuda, Nev Rabbehuda, Alavavcha, Ba Mido, that Alavavcha, you have to be standing. Alavavcha Sakadaitach, is it only Alavavcha? Alayma, Ad Alavavcha, Tul Alavavcha, Ba Mido, you have to stand. Means don't walk, Mikam Elechloi, but after that, no, Rabbehuda, Makala Pashakula, by me, the entire Pasha of Shema you have to do standing, which means don't walk around, be in one's place. This is the Kriya Shema of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's all he said. I didn't see Rabbi, the Mekabel of Ma'ach Shema, that he was Mekabel of Shema at all. When you see Mimil Shir, and he puts his hand on his face for a moment, that's when Mekabel of Ma'ach Shema, that's when he's Mekabel of Shema. Now the Gemara is, did Rebbe at some point complete Shema or did he not complete Shema? About Kapar Oma, Enochayz Begayma. He did it then, and he didn't finish after the Talmidim left. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Ayma, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi says, Chayz Begayma, he did finish. Amle Bakapar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, Bakapar said to Rabbi Shimon, who was actually the son of Rabbi, that Bishlam Ludi, it makes sense according to me, Damino, Enochayz Begayma, he never finished. Hadim Hadar Rabbi Ashmait. So, this is the time. Every day, Rabbi seemed to have a minute that he always spoke about Yisrael's time a little bit, so he should have Yisrael's time. Why did he complete it? Why did he go back and say something about Yisim Tzayim? Why he answers, in order that he should be able to mention Yisim Tzayim in the proper time. So, of course, he didn't need to say it because later on it would be also, but he also felt that even Yisim Tzayim should be during the Zman of Kriyishma. We'll stop here.